Vaughn, yesterday I guess you told New York media you think Odell Beckham should be the highest paid player in football. Do you really believe that above quarterbacks, above you?
I mean, my part of it is already done. I mean, I feel like if I was, I can say that. No, but I mean, definitely that's the type of impact that Odell has on the game. You know, if it's not making plays on the football field, the impact that he has on the globe off the field is definitely true. It's a true statement. And then it's my buddy too, so I would like to see that.
With how close you are with him, what will you miss not being able to play against him? I mean everything.
I mean, this is my first time playing the Giants. This would have been my first time playing O2. So I think we were both looking forward to this game. Right when we saw like the matchup at the beginning of the year, right when the schedules came up, it's like, yeah, I can't wait for this one. You know, I don't really even circle games, you know, but this one was one I had circled. But you know, life happened.
You guys have stopped the run well. The no fly zone does what it does. But the only thing kind of missing is takeaways. Is that just something as it evolves and teams keep passing at you guys, there are going to be more chances, either strip sacks or picks?
I mean, yeah, I hope so. I mean, if we had takeaways with the type of defense and type of offense that we were playing, and these last couple of games would have been over with, you know. So it's just a missing ingredient that we're missing right now. It's it's not always perfect, but you know, we definitely could use some turnovers right now.
This is probably the biggest favorite you've been since Peyton was chucking it around there for a couple of years. How have you noticed it different in your locker room when you have such expectations to win and win big?
I mean it's no different from how I think on a regular basis. I mean, every time I walk on the football field, every time, this is what I expect. It doesn't matter who we're playing. So it's been like that. I guess, you know, Peyton spoiled us, I guess, you know, because when he was here, that's how I felt, and that's exactly how I feel now. When we go out there, if I'm on the football field, in any given play, I can change the game. You know, if any given play, the game can come our way. So that's just the type of mindset that I've had. So it's no different.
You have a team like the Giants who are going through so much right now. I mean, losing all those receivers, what's going on with Rodgers, Cromartie. What do you look at to focus? I mean, are you looking at Eli? Are you looking at what other things kind of get you psyched up about why this is an important matchup?
I mean, for one, it's Sunday Night Football. I mean, Sunday Night Football is going to be the only game on. Everybody's going to be watching. If you can't get up for that, I don't care if you were playing, you know, I don't care who you were playing. I forgot what movie that was where they had like the Giants versus the Cowboys and they was little kids. That was the Little Giants.
We could be playing
the Little Giants right now. It could be Sunday Night Football and I would still be up for it. So that's just how it is. And they got weapons over there. Eli with the football in his hands, they have opportunity to win. The type of defense they have, you know, whenever they're out there, they have the opportunity to win. It's the National Football League at the end of the day. You got to be prepared for whatever. You got to be desperate for a win, or it's just not going
to
happen.
You told me before the season, like, this isn't the NBA where the shift of power, mm-hmm. one guy moves to a team, it's like, mm-hmm. okay, these other teams have no chance. Mm-hmm. Has it played out that way? It looks like the league is as wide open now.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. I mean, it's true. If you just look at it, the games won and lost each and every week, it doesn't matter how stacked the other team is. You know, the Buffalo Bills, you know, went into Atlanta and beat – you know, Atlanta. So that's just the type of league that we're playing in, and that's what makes the league beautiful. You got to be desperate for a win each and every week. If you're not desperate for it, it's just not going to happen.
And you and JPP were close early in your career. Y'all still tight?
Yeah, still close. It's a small fraternity of pass rushers, and you know, once you're in, you're never really out. It's my guy.
And we saw you at Sunday Night Football. Owen Daniels snapped a pick with you. Were you planning on going to that game? And do you normally go to other NFL games during the regular season?
I went to the Seattle Seahawks versus I went to Seattle Seahawks the Seattle Seahawks 49ers game like 2 years ago in 2015. So if I got time and I'm there, like, I'd love to go see football games, you know, from, you know, a fan's point of view. I love playing football. I love to watch football. And I mean, that game was a good game for me to go, you know, watch and see. You know, it's the Kansas City Chiefs and the Texans game. You know, we play both of those teams. They're both, you know, in the AFC. You know, we got a lot of buddies on both of those teams. So I saw the Aggies play the night before. So I was flying out of Houston. So I was just like, hey, I'm going to stop by, you know, the Texans game and check it out.
Have a couple more
how'd
guys.
How'd you end up at that chicken place?
Well, Dixie Chicken?
Yeah.
I was walking down Northgate, and it just got, like, crazy. You know, I was trying to walk fast and, like, try to, you know, get somewhere quick before, like, anybody noticed. you know, I was there. So I was walking fast. People started noticing me. You know, when you walk by, it's like, you know, it's like a little wave and stuff. And you can hear the people talking behind you. So I was just trying to hear them get somewhere where they can get to me. And I got in the Dixie Chicken, and people started noticing me in the Dixie Chicken. So I just went behind the bar. And then I figured, you know, they're going to let me hide out here. I might as well just, you know, help out. So I started helping out, taking orders, answering the phone. And, yeah, I had worked for like 30 minutes. They haven't paid me for that yet, though. But 30 minutes, you know, well spent at the Dixie Chicken. It's a popular chicken spot in College Station anyway. So it was good to go by there and spend some time with them.
Well, as somebody who has an affinity for chickens, it's probably fitting.
Yeah, it's perfect. That's perfect. Yeah, Dixie Chicken with Von Miller, the chicken guys, is perfect.
All right. What'd you think? Thanks.